Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Couldn't be happier with the way the draft unfolded. You know, I'm so proud. I just want to say this of our scouts and our coaches for their collaboration for this draft. You know, everyone sees these 3 days, but there's an enormous amount of preparation that you guys know that goes into this, and it's really a credit to all the guys upstairs and all the hard work they put in. I just want to touch base on a couple of the guys we acquired today. In the fourth round, Iggy from Western Kentucky, physical, fast, athletic, highly intelligent player. When you turn on the tape, it just jumps out the way he plays. Just a real physical downhill style. In the fifth round, Belial Nichols, good fit for our scheme as a defensive end. Rugged, tough, upside as a rusher. We saw him in the East-West game and in the Senior Bowl, which was beneficial for the evaluation process. In the sixth round, Kylie Fitz, an outside linebacker, really has the great size-speed combination that we value. He's also tough and instinctive. Love his get-off. Extremely high character as well. And then in the seventh round, Jovan Wims, receiver, Georgia, big, physical. He has outstanding hands, outstanding catch radius, body control, a guy Matt and I have talked about for a long time. We are really excited to get him at that point in the draft. So with that, we'd be happy to take any questions. Iggy, inside backer.
Yep. You guys add two inside backers. Ryan, a lot has happened, obviously, since January 1st. When you take an overview of all that's been accomplished, what is your sense of how far you've come since the start of the year?
Yeah, it's just been, you know, it's been kind of a blur. You know, it's been a lot, but I feel so good right now. You know, there's just the whole building's energized. There's just such a positive vibe around here. You know, and it really originates from Matt, and then it's just infectious through our whole building, and it's continued with all the coaches that we've added. It's continued into free agency. It's continued through this draft, and now it's happening right now in college free agency. It's just such an exciting time to be part of this organization.
Do this again. You guys have added two inside backers in 2 days. How would you characterize the way that position group is shaking out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's, you know, again, you guys know we're always going to take best player available. And obviously with Roquan, you know, that's a no-brainer, you know. And then we get, you know, at this point in the draft, and when Iggy was there, he's a guy we had, you know, valued high on our board, and we were really excited to get him. And again, that's another pick. You know, I know I say this, but it's the truth where the scouts and the coaches are connected on our grades and our vision for the player. So we were excited to pick him.
So it has no impact on Danny or Kwiatkowski's spot
on your
team?
No, let's just, yeah, no, just add competition. As much as that we have, the better we'll be.
Matt, question's for you. When you finally got a chance to dig into the roster after the dust settled a little bit, now you've gone through free agency and the draft, so the whole cycle of player acquisition, what do you feel like needed to be accomplished through that time? What do you feel like you guys have accomplished?
Just from a roster standpoint.
Yeah, from a roster standpoint, you look at, again, Ryan just talked about it, the competition and depth that you get within the positions. So going into this thing, I think you could see going into the free agency side of it, we addressed some of the wide receiver positions, and then we also got Trey in here as a tight end. And then you get in, you can kind of, you start there, okay, who are you getting in free agency? And now you start jumping into the draft and what kind of positions and players do we want to look at going forward. And that process has been really, really neat with the collaboration process with Ryan and I, just, you know, going through a bunch of different scenarios, situations, needs, but then also balancing the best players too. So, and what's the best way to go about it? So for weeks and weeks, you try to go through different scenarios, and then actually when it comes up for the first time, here it is, it's real. And now which way are you going to go?
Hold on, Larry.
Anthony Miller. Ryan talked about his confidence yesterday. We talked to him, and it's obviously very evident that he has it. What do you think about that, and what do you think about him as a player?
Well, anybody that knows his story knows that he has every right to have that confidence, and that's only in complete fairness to him. This is a kid that's worked hard to get to where he's gotten to, and everybody knows that. His family, himself, coaches, players around the league, you feel that. And so when we knew there was a possibility for us to be able to get him, it was for us a really good situation. Ryan did a great job with his guys of trying to figure out a way of when we saw that there was a chance of making it happen. So for Anthony to have that inner confidence that he shows. You never want to take that away. You know, you got to understand now it's a new league, and you're going to have to work hard for everything you get. But at the same time, don't take that away from somebody because he's worked extremely hard to get to this point.
A question for both of you. In general, in terms of building around Mitch, how would you characterize what you guys have been able to add first in free agency and now through the draft in terms of adding stuff around Mitch?
Well, I think personally, if Ryan and I, and which we will, we'll sit back and take a little bit of a deep breath here and evaluate where we're at, but the general consensus is going to be that we did improve. Now, what you need to do is you need to do it on the field. It's one thing to get guys on paper, and it's our job now as coaches to now take the handoff and develop these guys and teach them how to play the game within our system and within this building and how we're going to do things. So, again, for my first time going through this, being a part of the process with Ryan and just seeing how it works. The amount of hours that are put in to find these guys and who you like. There's all these different types of flavors that coaches around the league, different positions, different players, different attitudes, different backgrounds that guys like. And then so we set our board, and it's just really intriguing to see how it ends up, you know, falling into place on these last 3 days. But I feel like we did definitely get better.
Yeah, I think so. We're always adding more and more to the roster, and that's going to continue. It's going on right now in college free agency. It'll continue as we bring guys in for tryouts in the rookie mini camp and the preseason scouting process, trade possibilities. It's going to keep on happening. And I think one common denominator that Matt and I have stressed is just the high character and the football intelligence. A lot of the guys we've added are younger guys, even in free agency, that still have upside ahead of them. And the one thing that's been really great is just the collaboration, again, between the scouts and the coaches on the vision of what we're looking for. Endless conversations with Matt and the coordinators and the position coaches so we can be on the same page with the players we add, because that just increases the chances of success.
For both of you, one of the things with Anthony Miller is he's regarded as a good route runner. Is that something that's harder and harder to find in college players now, and what stands out about Anthony Miller's route running ability?
Well, it depends on the system that they come from. So nowadays you see so many college systems that are running the 5-yard hitches, the bubbles, the quick throws. But now you're also seeing some of that translate into the NFL, so it kind of fits. You want to be able to see throughout their pro days, the combine, what they put on tape. Anytime you can see a route that relates to what you do as an offense, you kind of tag that and you say, okay, hey, there it is. I found one, you know. And so with Anthony, you see a guy that at the top of his route, he likes to stick the top of the route, and it's sharp. So what that does is that sets the angle for the quarterback. And you don't see that from every wide receiver. So there's a violent move for him to be able to set angles, whether it's a slant route, a post route, an out route, et cetera. He's aggressive with it, and I think that fits his style of play.
And would he be your Z, presumably, in the offense?
He'd be really you could say that, but he'd also be the zebra too, the slot. He could be the X. We can put him anywhere. Again, you're going to continue to hear me say that, but probably coming into this, he'll start out at the slot position.
Hey, Matt, with the versatility that he has that you just mentioned, and some of the guys that Ryan already signed in the offseason with Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Trey Burton and the versatility, is your head spinning with excitement? Are you already scribbling stuff down, thinking about the formations, about possibilities even before the draft, with because it's your show now?
You do, and so my whiteboard up there is starting to get kind of busy, and it gets busy with circles, and now it can start getting busy with names, which is nice. And so when Ryan and I first got together and we started formulating a plan on how we wanted to go about this, we mentioned about adding pieces offensively, and that's what we've done. And now, again, I've just said it, you know, it's up to us as coaches to make it happen, and it's up to the players when we get on the field to make it happen. There's a lot ahead of us, but that's the challenging part.
Coach, as you got to know Roquan, what did you like about him? What did you sense about him as a guy, as about his personality versus, you know, what he was like on the field?
Very, very, very passionate about the game of football. Mature, You know, here's a kid that on tape, you see him flying around the field, sideline. Everyone talks about sideline to sideline. He is violent when he hits you. He's a leader. You can see that. He's directing people, hand signals out there where everybody's supposed to go. Then you get to the draft process and the recruiting process of where you get to bring him in and meet the person. And it's a slam dunk when you meet him. He's a guy that is the same way, for instance, at dinner than what you see on the field, and it's hard to not like something like that.
I was going to say, when you got to interact with him, did you think, hey, he could be our first round pick just based on those sorts of intangibles too?
For sure.
Matt, when you Ryan talked just last night about James Daniels, I want to know from you, when you watched him a little bit on tape, what you saw, and then what's that conversation like with Harry in terms of projecting him out?
Well, that's a big part of it. We'd be crazy to not take Harry's advice into what he sees. And so it doesn't mean that a decision is made off of that, but we use it, and it's important. And so you see a guy that you know, he can drive you off the ball. He'll finish. He's strong. He did play. He played center, and the initial thought is, okay, he's going to be a center. But we look at him as a really good interior offensive lineman. So to start, you know, he's going to start out at the guard position. We'll see how that goes. And that doesn't again, we've made a real big focus point on competition. We're all crazy if we don't believe in good competition. So every one of those offensive linemen, he's only going to make each and every one of those better. There's motivation for them. He'll come in here, and he's looking forward to getting started.
Ryan, with Kylie Fitz on the edge, what did you take away from his combine testing?
Yeah, you know, there's certain numbers that we value when we look at those analytics, maybe more than others based on the position. But you see it in his play too, Rich, like his get-off, his short area quickness. I think it shows up in his three cone and things like that. You see that on tape. When you turn him on, when you're going back-to-back watching a lot of these outside backers, you notice when a guy has a little bit more twitch, a little bit more burst, a little bit better get-off, and he has a lot of those athletic traits that we value that show up in his testing.
He talked about just being limited by some of the injuries. Some kept him out of games. Mm-hmm. Some also just affected him when he was in games. Did you have to dig to find the healthy moments for him? And how would you assess his durability overall, how it projects?
You know, we do. You want to make sure when you're evaluating a player, you're evaluating him when he's healthy, you know. And I think a lot of those things, when we dug in on those, you know, hey, there's nothing that's significant. You know, there's nothing that's long. It's just a couple little nicks and bruises that nothing's going to linger. So medically, we were very comfortable with him.
Matt, back to Roquan for a minute. When you watch him on tape, what are the things from an offensive coach's standpoint that strike you and make you think about who he is as a player?
Well, for one, he can play all three downs. So he's able to play in base and in sub, and he can cover. So you say, okay, well, usually those type of guys with that size, then they struggle in the run game. Well, that's not necessarily the case with him. He doesn't struggle in the run game. So that's why he automatically becomes a top 10 pick because of that. So offensively, you look at a guy like that can cover your tight ends and can also go ahead and cover your running backs. When you can do both of those things on defense for us offensively, you look at that and you say, okay, that's we got to figure out another route to go. But for him, he can do it all.
When you guys took him out, when you left dinner with him that night, what did you remember thinking after your first extended impression of him?
Just very impressed.
Ryan, you said yesterday and reiterated today that you're not satisfied, you're going to keep building the roster. But if you go back to when you formulated the offseason plan to now, after signing like 10 guys from other teams in the draft, how pleased are you with what you've been able to accomplish, given the fact that from where the team was then till now?
Yeah, Larry, I know we were aggressive. You know, we knew we were going to be. So it's been but again, I just don't feel like, you know, we're ever there. You know, there are still things we want to accomplish. There's still pieces we want to add, and we'll continue to do that, you know. But, yeah, it's been a busy, however, 3-4 months, but we're never going to be satisfied.
Ryan, is there a level of surprise when the leading receiver from a national championship college team is available that late in the draft, especially a program like Georgia?
Yeah, you know, he's played in a lot of big games, and he's made big plays at big moments, you know. So I can just say we were happy when he was there. You know, we were kind of staring at that magnet, and it seems like it's taken forever as you go through those later rounds. And We were hoping he was going to be there and all the way up into the pick right before him. And when he was, we were thrilled to get up and turn that magnet in. So, there might be a variety of reasons why, but we feel very fortunate that he's here.
Matt, now that you have the new pieces around, for this offense and built it in your vision, what should be expected of this group?
Well, to put it all together and to now learn the offense. So, again, here you go. You have these OTAs and the off season. These guys are learning. They're finally understanding the foundation of this offense. And now here you bring a couple rookies back in, and they don't know it. So you got to bring those guys back up to pace with the offense. And so we're going to slowly get to a phase here offensively where we end up picking it up a little bit. We pick the pace up, and we see how they can handle it. So we're kind of getting through the baby stages of learning where they're at offensively. I'm talking with the vets. And then when we get to phase three here in OTAs, when everybody's together, now we start turning it up. We take that. We finish up with the mini camp, and then we're rolling by the time we get to training camp.
Ryan, you mentioned the size-speed combination with Fitz and the combine numbers. Is it just the injuries that pushed him so far down the board? Because he looks like he's an absolute steal in the sixth round.
Yeah, I can't say really why. There's every now and then this happens in the draft, and again, just like with Wims, we feel fortunate to get him where we got him, his magnet was kind of sticking high up there when we got to that point in the draft. And so I can't say why for sure, but we feel very fortunate. He possesses a lot of the traits that we value in the position.
Matt and Ryan, I guess, what was your role in Bilal Nichols and getting another blue hen in the building?
Well, it looks good, right? It's having another blue hen in there is pretty neat, but that's not why. Our guys, at that point in time where we were at, he was our highest on the board, and that's what we do. We take the best available guy, and our coaches and personnel, again, we're together on it, and so that's just an added spice to it. It's pretty neat, and it's a cool little story. I'm happy to get them in here. Really good people. Obviously, with Brian Ginn being a part of staff and having coached him at Delaware, we had a lot of inside scoop on him, and so we felt really, really good about that pick.
Matt, to go back to Roquan for a second, you touched on this a little bit off of Dan's question. When you're an offensive coordinator and you see a linebacker like that and you're searching for matchups, what does that do in terms of your own plans, your own play calls? When you see a matchup problem maybe for you, a guy who can fix some of the matchups that you're trying to create?
Well, what it does is it kind of forces you to go to different areas of the field, So if you have, a matchup with a tight end, or you have a tight end that you like, a running back that you like, usually that linebacker is who they put on that back or tight end. And so now it forces you to go to a wide receiver, and unless you disguise it and do different things. So, again, Roquan's going to be able to give you a guy that's out there on all three downs and can play versus the run on first and second down, but yet can cover on third down.
Matt, you talked earlier about going through this for the first time as a head coach. These last 48 hours, what were some of the more eye-opening moments? What were some of the more fun parts of this three-day stretch here?
The unknown of literally up to the minute or second for these picks and what's going to happen per pick, with these teams. And just when you think you're in a good spot, all of a sudden there's a trade, for example. And now that it's the excitement and the unknown of knowing – you really, oh no, they're going to get our guy, and then they don't. And then it's a bunch of high fives and fist bumps and all that. And so, for me, I try to go in it, with the happy-go-lucky attitude and also we all do. I mean, if it doesn't happen, if there's a guy there, a scenario there that doesn't play out, it was meant to be. Let's move on, right? It was meant to be, and you stay optimistic, you stay positive, and it was meant to be for that player, and it was meant to be for us.
Brian, with Nichols, what traits do you see that he has that you think can translate to success in the NFL?
Yeah, for his size, he's athletic. The toughness and rugged style he plays with stands out. We sent Jay Rogers up there to have a private workout with him, so he spent a lot of time with him up at Delaware. And we just feel like he's got a lot of upside. He's got a lot of upside specifically as an inside rusher, which we value too.
Matt, to come through this now and to have these guys on the field, the players who have been here just for a little bit, what's your sense of how flexible or versatile you can be exploiting matchups, which is something you continue to, you know, emphasize? Do you have a sense of, hey, I think we've got enough to do what we want to do?
Yeah, we certainly have enough, without a doubt. You're at a point right now where there's a really good number. There's good numbers in regards to all the positions. So whether it's the running back position, tight end, wide receiver, and then the depth at O-line, we're in a really good spot. So that was the goal going into free agency, going into the draft. I feel like we accomplished that. And as I said before, it's up to the players and coaches to produce, to get it done, and give these guys a little bit of a break, take some time off and enjoy, get to see the product that they helped bring here, and now we go out and start doing the X's and O's part.
On Iye Buniwe, what were some of the traits that you identified with him in just looking at his profile?
He's just so athletic. He's so fast. He plays so physical. I mean, there's numerous plays where, you know, hey, Matt, you got to come in here and see this play. Just how physical he is. He throws his body around. There's a lot of plays in the backfield. He's a really fun guy to watch because of all those reasons. We couldn't be more excited to have him.
Yeah. It's Iggy, right?
We're just going to stay with Iggy.
Iggy. Yeah. Iggy.
Ryan, this is obviously your fourth go-around, your fourth time meeting with us here, and you're always very excited about the draft class, but I imagine the way you evaluate players and things change over the years. What do you think is different about the way you drafted players? I mean, can you reflect on this class and feel that something's different about this group?
That's a good question. You know, I think, you know, you learn from all these experiences. I feel like you're always getting better. You know, I'm always improving. Our scouts are always improving. And I think the longer we're together as a personnel department, the more feel I have for everybody. So I think I've said this before, like, you know, some guys are hard graders, some guys are easy, you know, and you kind of get a feel for the room. So I feel like that helps me a lot as we go through this process, not just on draft day, but all these meetings that take place before this. We spend a lot of time in that room up there, and I think everybody's ready to see their family finally. But I just think it's just probably just working together as much as we have and having a feel for each other.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.